Dean Richards is off, and Cassie DeLora joins us from Entertainment Tonight. Morning, Cassie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bob?
I'm just reading about Discovery Plus. So we're going to get another streaming service, and that's going to include shows from the Food Network, HGTV, TLC, and other and its other networks. That launches January 4th for $5 a month with ads, $7 a month without ads. You know what? I'm thinking that, you know, we have all these great shows to watch, but at some point, because of the pandemic, many productions were halted. So are they going to run out of stuff pretty soon? Because what we're seeing was done in most cases a couple years ago. So are like in Hollywood, are they working these days? What's going on?
Hollywood is working. They are up and running. They are taking precautions with the pandemic to make sure everyone is safe on set. But the entertainment industry and film production and TV production, they are doing the best that they can to get movies and get shows into production and keep the ball rolling. Nothing stops Hollywood, Bob.
Well, glad to hear it because it's going to be a long winter. Tell us what's going on with The Rock.
Ooh, okay, so this is a feud that has seemingly come to a peaceful resolution here. So The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Tyrese Gibson have, you know, been in the media, in the headlines for the last couple of years because of a feud between them. But Tyrese Gibson says now that they have, quote, peace up. So they are all good. And this happened during an appearance on Stir Crazy with Josh Horowitz. Tyrese said that me and The Rock pieced up. We talked for like 4 hours about 3 weeks ago, and their conversation was great. Now, if you recall, Tyrese had previously slammed The Rock publicly for making the Fast and Furious spinoff, Hobbs and Shaw. And basically, he blamed him for being the reason that the franchise's ninth film had a delayed release. So it was, you know, it kind of played out on social media as well. They kind of took petty jabs at each other over the years. But, you know, it is, I feel like when the holidays roll around, it is kind of that time where we all reflect on the relationships in our lives and, you know, we patch up some things and it seems to be the season for forgiving. And this is good news. We love when a Hollywood feud comes to an end.
I like that. Pieced up. Is that what Harry Styles did? Did Harry piece up?
You know, I don't think there's any piecing up here, but Harry Styles is using his sense of humor when it comes to criticism that he received last month for wearing a dress on the cover of Vogue. And when he did that, conservative commentator Candace Owens took to social media and she said a number of things that were, you know, very critical of Harry and his choice to wear that dress. But what really grabbed people's attention was four words. She says, bring back manly men. And what ended up happening is this week, Harry posted a photo on Instagram using Candace's words, and he captioned it saying, bring back manly men. So it's kind of, you know, it's back and forth. He was having a little fun with it, but then, you know, Candace wasn't going to let that go without acknowledging it. So then she chimes in again saying, when people try to tell me I don't have influence and then Harry Styles dedicates an entire post to my tweet, I inspire global conversation. Hashtag bring back manly men. I think she missed the point here, but those two are kind of going back and forth. But Harry Styles, I think you and I have talked about it on the show before. I mean, he is someone who has been very open, especially lately, about how he challenges traditional gender boundaries through his fashion. And he actually covers Variety magazine this week as the 2020 Hitmaker of the Year. And one of his quotes in the magazine was so important. He says, to not wear something because it's female's clothing, you shut off a whole world of great clothes. And I think what's exciting about right now is you can wear what you like. It doesn't have to be X or Y. Those lines are becoming more and more blurred.
Anything goes. And talking about manly men, A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, did he elope? I know you're at the rumor central desk. What's the latest on him and J-Lo?
First of all, I love your transition right there. Speaking of manly men, A-Rod, that's very good, Bob. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I don't know why I was blessed with this talent.
Well, J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez, you know, have not eloped. A lot of people think that they have just because J-Lo has a couple projects on her plate right now that are very wedding central. One of the films is actually called Marry Me. And then get this, the other project is called Shotgun Wedding, but J-Lo did talk to ET's Michelle Turner this week, and she laughed it off and said it's purely a coincidence, basically kind of that situation of art or life sometimes imitating your art. And she said, you know, it's really not trying to send a message, especially the song that she recently did too. So you have two movies plus a song in Spanish that basically asks, when are you going to give me a ring? So, you know, of course, fans speculating, like, you know, there's two projects here that are wedding related, and there's a song about marriage and a ring. Like, are you or are you not married already? And she told ET that, you know, that song in particular was just something that they wrote and they liked at the time. And the movie Marry Me was something that she had been developing for what she says is almost 7 years. So it's purely coincidental. They have not eloped yet. They are still planning their wedding. They are still engaged. There's no wedding yet.
Sounds like a sneaky, smart marketing campaign to me. Finally, we have something new from Taylor Swift. Let's talk about it in a second, but here we can listen to a little bit of this. Here you go.
Oh, save me. I've been feeling so alone. I keep waiting for you, but you never come. It's this in my head. I don't know what to think. He knelt to the ground.
Yeah, I'm liking Taylor Swift. Tell us about this, Cassie.
So, Bob, this is actually an old song of Taylor's from years ago that she is now re-recording, because I'm sure you know that she's re-recording her entire past catalog, and that is, of course, because of the ongoing feud between her and her old record label purchasing all of her masters. So now she's kind of taking power into her own hands and re-recording all of her work. And what you heard right there is the 2008 hit Love Story, but this is the re-recording. But Bob, it sounds just like the original version, I'm not gonna lie. And we heard this snippet, a part of her friend Ryan Reynolds's new Match.com commercial that he posted on social media this week. And, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, I'm not a music expert or genius by any means, but I was expecting to hear a little bit of a difference in the re-recording when it comes to her vocals, because it has been over a decade since she first released Love Story. I just would assume that her voice would sound a little bit more mature. I was surprised by it, and I think fans were too. But Taylor Swift is she's very smart with what she does. She's not going to re-release this song and give us a snippet of it and it be different. She wants to keep us all on her toes so that when she does finally release the entire catalog, we're actually just blown away and completely shocked. So she's not, you know, she's not giving us all the good stuff now yet.
That's what her fans want. And, you know, good business decision. She can own her music again. Cassie DeLaura, Entertainment Tonight. Thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, Bob.